This is, I'm feeling like I never should. A Stranger Things fanfic, written by Five Centuries Verse, and read by Rena Jenkins. The story is rated PG-13, and is Jen, with additional tags for pre-Steve Harrington Eddie Munson. POV Eddie Munson. Minor Steve Harrington Eddie Munson. Platonic female-male relationships. Platonic relationships. Platonic cuddling. Robin Buckley and Steve Harrington and Eddie Munson are best friends. Robin Buckley and Steve Harrington are best friends. Robin Steve. Why do people think we're in a relationship? Them. Holding hands and declaring their undying love for each other. Literal sleeping together. Sharing a bed. Drunkenness. Coming out. Recreational drug use. Implied referenced homophobia. Post season 4. Alternate universe, everyone lives, nobody dies. Author's notes. Title from Bizarre Love Triangle by New Order. They're drunk when it happens, because when aren't they drunk in that month after the end of the world? If Eddie isn't drunk, he's going to start thinking about Chrissy, about town-wide manhunts, his Uncle Wayne in the woods shouting his name and not getting an answer. And he thinks it's the same for Robin and Steve. They have an unspoken pact that they don't really talk about all the shit that went down unless they're making jokes about it. No serious talking, no actual helpful unpacking of all the traumatic shit that happened. No fucking way. One time, he and Robin count the little silver scars on Steve's face, drunkenly giggling when Steve wrinkles up his nose and tells them they can add a couple hundred for mental scarring and genuine real traumatic brain injury. None of that is funny. Not that it matters. He and Steve have matching scars, still only half-healed and raw, bursting over their waists and necks. Robin's missing some of her fingerprints from the Molotov cocktails. Steve calls her an idiot for that because he hasn't lost any. Robin maintains she is just clumsy and it isn't her fault. So they're drunk. Crossfaded, actually. Steve and Robin are the only people Eddie lets have his stash for free, even if he has known them, like, a month. Gareth will kill him if he finds that out. And laughing about some stupid shit. And it happens. The big it for any person of the queer variety. Eddie's never actually had to come out to anyone before. Uncle Wayne knew because he saved Eddie from his parents. That was a long custody battle. And hasn't ever needed Eddie to say it out loud. Gareth knows because he caught Eddie making out with a guy after a show once and had only rolled his eyes and said, "Oh, man, you've gotta be more careful." And, of course, all the gays and homophobes he's ever met. For some reason, both of those groups have excellent gaydars. And I thought serving ice cream with Steve Harrington was going to be the worst part of my summer, says Robin, breathless with stupid stoned laughter. How wrong was I? Steve is slapping her. "I'm not that bad," he protests, getting up to sit on her where she's lying on the floor. They are all on the floor. Eddie forgets why. Eddie thinks, dumb and high, that he would love to be Robin between Steve Harrington's thighs. He would love to be Robin, period, if it means he gets to date or be fuck buddies or whatever those two have got going on. It's Steve fucking Harrington. And apparently, because he's a fucking idiot, that translates to saying, "I thought being gay was going to be the worst part of my life, and then bam, fucking aliens." Robin sits up so fast, she almost bangs her head on Steve's chin, who is still straddling her lap, and, like, what wouldn't Eddie give to be Robin right now? Shit. Now his brain is catching up with his math, and why did he say that? And why won't Robin and Steve stop staring at him like that? Oh, shit. You're gay too? Says Robin. And that sort of wipes Eddie's brain clean and white and static. Huh? Two? You're bisexual? She frowns. Lesbian. But you're dating Steve, says Eddie incredulously. His brain hurts. He needs another beer. Or maybe sleep. Or maybe another shot, actually. Beer is gross, anyway. How are you dating Steve if you're a lesbian? Why does everyone think we're dating? Says Steve. At the same time as Robin says, I'm not dating the dingus. Jesus Christ, how many times do I have to say that? They look at each other like, get a load of this guy. And then look at how they're sitting and burst into stupid snorting giggles. What was I supposed to think? Eddie groans, rolling over onto his front. Apparently they aren't going to run him out of town for being gay. Brilliant. Eddie still might throw himself off a roof for even saying he was gay out loud. How fucking dumb is he? You're all over each other all the time. I thought it was like a really badly kept secret or something. Even the kids think you're dating. He flings his arms up in the air as they keep snorting and wheezing. Robin is lying back on the carpet again, and Steve is still in her lap, leaning forwards over her as he laughs.
You're like a picture-perfect couple, he whines. Stop laughing at me.
Rob, we're collecting them all. Bisexual, he says. And he points at himself. Eddie's brain checks out for a moment. Lesbian? Gay? In Hawkins, Rob, gayest piece of shit I've ever... You're the gayest piece of shit, she says. And they're laughing again. You're bi? Neither of them hear him. They're laughing so hard, which is probably a good thing because he thinks he sounds desperately hopeful, and that would be stunningly embarrassing. Later, they're lying in bed, weed and drink heavy. Eddie's brain is swimming, the dark shadows of Steve's room fluctuating and wriggling. Steve is... He turns over so he's on his side, staring into the warmth of the bed, where over Robin's shoulder he can see Steve, sprawled everywhere, hair a mess. Steve likes men. And Eddie has a chance, however small, of getting to be with a guy. Of getting to be with Steve. He's pretty sure Steve will at least fuck him. Surely there can't be that many gay guys in Hawkins. Eddie's met, like, three. And two of those were college boys from out of town. He closes his eyes. Thinks it's fucking insane how he's ended up here with two friends like him. Friends so good, he'll let them have free weed. Jesus. Eddie fucking Munson. Gets this, does he? After everything. Is this his prize? He's still shaking slightly, he thinks. Somewhere deep and untouchable. That he ever let it slip. And that he ever opened his big dumb mouth and said those words. Especially when Steve Harrington had been right there. And sure, he'd been wrong. Wrong about them. Wrong about Steve. Steve, who... But it hardly matters. The fear is still there, quaking and beating itself against his ribs. fucking idiot, he tells him. You fucking idiot. Even though they had been just like him. Even though it had been fine. It's so scary sometimes. All the time, really. Just to be Eddie. Sometimes it's so scary it seems improbable that he'll ever make it out alive. Like a part of him was always destined for something tragic. But he's allowed, just for the moment, maybe only for the moment, this. He's allowed this. Robin and Steve, moonlight and quiet in sleep, welcoming him with an openness that aches maybe more than them spurning him. And then he doesn't really think about Steve anymore and whether he has a chance. It doesn't really matter anymore. It can't matter. Nothing can matter more than them and their laughter and their weed-heavy eyes on him. And he doesn't need to know in that moment what cheap beer tastes like on Steve's lips. He only needs to know that they like him. It's not even love he needs. They like him. This girl and this boy, enough to let him into this space they've carved themselves on the other side of the waterfall on the edge of the map, where the world has reformed itself around aliens and demon wizards and little kids with superpowers. He doesn't need anything in that moment, more than the sleep that takes him calm, finally, into their shared nightmares, ready to be shaken awake by a gentle hand. They're drunk when it happens, but Eddie knows they'll be sober by morning, and nothing will have changed. The end. Author's notes. I'm pretty sure I wrote this because of a conversation I had with my flatmate a while ago, after a mutual friend of ours also came out as bi. And my flatmate seemed confused, kinda, when I said she was brave for coming out, and I kind of had to explain it's scary to come out, even when you're pretty certain you're going to be accepted. And my flatmate was just like, of course, but you could always tell me anything. And IDK, if I was just very drunk, but I almost started crying on the bus to the club, man. Anyway, that's mostly got nothing to do with this except how it feels to come out. So, here. Bam! Another fic at the hatch. Brill. Reader's notes. Oh, my poor little heart. Eddie and Steve and Robin are basically just like otters holding hands, and it's adorable. And then Eddie, like, just being pulled into that and finding the people that you didn't think you'd ever find and didn't know you were looking for, and Oh, my poor heart, this poor boy, all three of them. Oh. Hopefully my attempts at, like, sober stoned and giggling sober. This would have been fun to do as a drunk podfic, but I am, in fact, at my dad's right now, and I'm not doing that on his living room couch. But yeah, hopefully my attempts at the Steve and Robin of it all didn't sound like, you're sober, pretending to be drunk, fellow kids. And in fact, just sounded like unfettered joy, because that's how I read them. Anyway, thank you so much to Five Centuries Verse for writing this fic and having blanket permission to podfic. Thank you for listening. I hope you enjoyed it. Have a nice day.